Arthur Lowe, John LeMessurier, and Clive Dunn in Dad's Army. Absent Friends, featuring John Lorre, Arnold Ridley, and Ian Lavender, with this week's guests, Bill Pertwee, Larry Martin, Pearl Hackney, and Michael Brennan. Here is the news, and this is John Snagg reading it. It is the beginning of 1942. In North Africa, Rommel and his Africa Corps have been pushed back towards Benghazi by the 8th Army's latest offensive. And on the Russian front, the Axis forces have been halted. Somewhat removed from the main battlefronts, but a vital cog in the great war machine, is the Church Hall at Warmington-on-Sea, headquarters of the local Home Guard. In the side office, Sergeant Wilson is singing to himself.
A room with a view. And you, and no one to worry us, no one to hurry us. Through this dream we found, we'll bill and we'll coo.
Not in here, Wilson.
Oh, no, sir, I didn't expect you until tomorrow morning.
Well, I didn't go to London after all.
Oh, was the lodge meeting cancelled?
No, Elizabeth didn't like the idea of being left alone overnight.
Ah.
These air raids worry the women folk a lot, you know. Anyhow, is it time for parade?
Just about, sir. There's no reason for you to stay, you know. After all, we weren't expecting you.
Trying to get rid of me, Wilson.
Of course not, sir. No.
Uncle Arthur, oh. Oh, well, hello, Mr. Menreen. Wasn't expecting to see you here.
So it would seem. Why aren't you wearing your uniform?
My mum's put it in the wash tub.
She's what?
Said it smelled of bleach.
Well, of course it smells of bleach. That's the anti-mustard gas treatment.
Well, she said it wasn't fit to be seen, and she's given it a good go over with the dolly.
With what?
Dolly? No.
This is disgraceful. Can't you do anything to stop her, Wilson?
Well, you see, once she gets underway, I find it's not easy to stop her.
Really? Oh, never mind that now. Get that uniform back by tomorrow, Pike.
Yes, Mr. Menreen.
Answer that, Wilson.
Yes, sir. Hello?
Wilson.
Yes, sir.
How many times have I told you not to say hello?
Hmm?
Announce yourself. We're HQ, number one platoon, B Company, Warmington-on-Sea, Home Guard. And you are Platoon Sergeant Wilson.
All right, sir. All right. HQ, number one platoon, B Company, Warmington-on-Sea, Home Guard. And I am Platoon Sergeant Wilson. Oh, hello. Oh. How awfully nice to hear your voice, and after all this long time. We really must get together again, you know, sometime.
Who is this? What? Who is this?
Your wife, sir.
I'll take it. Hello, Elizabeth. What?
But I did say goodbye to you, my dear.
I called it out from the kitchen door. Yeah, excuse me a minute. Wilson, you can fall the men in now. I shan't be a moment.
All right. Yes. All right, sir. Yes.
What was that, Elizabeth? No. Of course it hasn't slipped my memory. But I haven't seen Corporal Jones yet, and you must appreciate that it's rather difficult for me to ask him for under-the-counter oxtail when I'm trying to maintain the discipline of the platoon. No, I don't think you're being very reasonable, my dear, if I may say so. And I... Hello, Elizabeth? Ah, how was it? Are the men ready for inspection?
There are one or two missing.
Come along, then. We better call the roll.
All right. Corporal Jones, will you call the roll?
Very good, Sergeant. Godfrey, not here. Walker, not here. Fraser, not here.
Just a minute. What's going on? What is all this?
Well, we're a little bit thin on the ground tonight, sir.
Yeah, I'm afraid we've got a little bit of absenteeism without leave, sir.
Yes, I should think we have. Where is everyone?
I'd rather not say, sir.
What are you talking about?
Well, it's sneaking.
Sneaking?
Yeah. Well, it doesn't like to tell on the chaps.
Now, look here, Wilson. I don't want any of this public school nonsense. This is war, not Greyfriars. Now, I order you to tell me the whereabouts of my troops.
They're in the pub.
In the pub?
darts. They're playing darts.
Playing darts?
Yes, against the ARP wardens.
Did you give them permission?
Well, yes, but I didn't think it was an awfully good idea. And if it was all the same to them, I'd rather they didn't.
They thought they'd get away with it, sir, but I knew your suspicions would be aroused the moment you said fall in, and they didn't.
This is ridiculous, Wilson. As soon as my back is turned, men come on parade looking like scarecrows. Most of them don't come on parade at all. It's your slack discipline that's causing all this, you know.
Well, I do get quite cross with them at times.
You have 10 minutes to round them up and get them here. So you better get cracking.
All right, sir.
Right, move. I said move, Wilson.
I am. You watch me. I am moving.
Mr. Mannering, I'm here.
Yes. I'm very glad to see you, Pike.
My mum won't let me go into pubs.
Quite right, too. Jones, very glad to see that, as ever, you placed your duty first and didn't join the team.
I wasn't picked.
Oh. Why not?
They said I couldn't see the board.
There you are. 47 for the wardens. Chalk it up, Godfrey.
Good evening, all.
Oh, blimey, Mavis, you're late, aren't you?
Well, I had to get Frank off to his parade.
Well, what are you having, dear?
Usual, please, Bill.
All right, shan't be a minute, lads.
Hey, Fraser, see that? Mm-hmm. Pike, his mum and the warden. How long's that been going on?
Oh, son, dissipation, it's eaten its way through the land like worms through a coffin like...
Hey, look who's just come in, Mr. Wilson. This should be interesting.
Hello, Walker. Fraser.
Evening, Sergeant.
Evening, Mr. Wilson.
I think possibly that it wasn't quite such a good idea to miss the parade tonight because we... Hello, Mavis. What a surprise.
Yes, isn't it?
I don't really think you ought to come to a place like this all on your own.
Here you are, Mavis. One last gin and tonic, you lovely girl.
Mm. Ooh.
And don't you go and get all Nellie Dean like you did last week, eh? Oh, hello, Sergeant Wilson. I didn't see you there. Excuse me, it's my throw.
You know that man, Mavis?
Well, he looks after me from time to time.
What? He looks after you?
Here, Walker, will you tell Mr. Wilson that the drink I bought Mrs. Pike was from you?
Why?
Well, because if he finds out I'm going out with her, he'll half kill me.
What? Yon Sergeant Cuff? He couldn't have knocked the skin off a rice pudding.
Couldn't he?
No!
Oh, you sure?
Positive!
Oh, right. Here, Wilson!
Who, me?
Yes, you. What are you doing in here? You should be back at the all playing soldiers.
Well, actually, I came to get the men back on parade.
Well, they're not coming. There's 2 pints riding on this match, and us wardens is winning. So go and present your arms somewhere else.
Look, I don't think I like your tone.
Oh, don't you? Well, try this one.
Isn't he? Really, so terribly vulgar. Now, come along. Come along, Mavis. Let me take you away from all this.
I don't want to go. Mm-hmm. Mr. Hodges has very kindly bought me a drink, and I'd rather like to finish it, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah, all right. Yes, of course, yes. Well, chaps, come as soon as you can, will you? Try and do that.
Yeah, okay, Sarge. Well, Jock, that was exciting, wasn't it?
You and Sarge, it makes me sick. To hell with a man who only fight for his woman.
Hey, I saw him awful right, didn't I?
Aye, you did. And when your hands have stopped shaking, we'll carry on with the game.
Number 1 Platoon B Company, Warmington on Sea, Home Guard. Captain Manning speaking. Oh, hello, Elizabeth. Well, yes, I was about to explain that when you slammed the receiver down. Very well, when you put the receiver down. Mm. Yes, dear. I'll ask Jones in good time, but not now. I have a slight disciplinary crisis on my shoulders, and it's very... Hello, Elizabeth. Hello. Oh, dear.
Excuse me, sir. How much longer do you want me to go on with the drilling? Private Puck is getting a bit tired.
Don't bother about that now, Jones.
No, sir. Right, sir.
Just a minute.
Sir?
Shut the door, will you?
Yes, sir.
Like a word with you.
Oh, very good, sir.
I I realise that your professional life must be rather difficult at the moment.
Oh, it is, sir. Everyone wants a bit on the side, sir.
Yes, I'm sure they do.
If I was to tell you some of the things I've been offered for off-the-ration meat under the counter, sir, it'd make your hair stand on end.
Yes. I'm sure it would.
I couldn't take advantage of half of them, even if I was that way inclined, sir.
Yeah. Well, as you know, I never ask for any favours, Jones.
I don't think I follow you, sir.
Well, it's just that Elizabeth, Mrs. Mannering, has conceived this ridiculous craving for oxtail. You know how some women are from time to time.
You mean like pickles, sir?
Pickles?
Yes, pickles.
I don't think I quite follow you, Joe.
Well, at certain times, sir, women like pickles.
Do they?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Well, Mrs. Mannering doesn't want pickles. She wants oxtail.
And she shall have it, sir. The finest in my fridge. I should take it round personal.
Thank you, Joe.
And congratulations, sir. I must say it's most exciting news.
What is?
Well, Mrs. Mannering wants an oxtail, sir. So to speak.
Is it? Oh, I wouldn't have thought it was exciting.
Well, at all events, it must have been most unexpected, sir. Especially at her time of life.
No, hardly unexpected, Jones. I mean, Mrs. Mannering gets this way from time to time.
Well, how come you've never actually had any before, sir?
Well, I didn't like to ask you for help.
Well, you know me, sir. I'm always glad to be of assistance.
Excuse me. Hello? Elizabeth?
Yes.
Look, you've no cause to worry any further, my dear. Corporal Jones is going to deliver it personally.
Pardon?
I think I want to get back to the parade now. Do wish you wouldn't keep doing that. Right, well, that'll be all, thank you, Jones. And I'd be grateful if you'd refrain from mentioning this to the men.
Oh, of course not, sir. But I think I ought to tell you, I don't think I have the necessary skills for delivery, sir. I was once present at the confinement of a cow.
I haven't the faintest idea what you're talking about, but we'll discuss it later.
I suppose the principle's the same, you know.
There you are, Jonesy.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Wilson.
Ah, Wilson. Have you got the men on parade?
I think so.
You think so? Isn't that what you went for?
What is it? That dreadful fellow, Hodges, was buying drinks for Mavis and slobbering all over her. And he said last week she was Nellie Dean.
Beg your pardon?
Nellie Dean. Then he made a rude noise.
I think your mind's wandering, Wilson. What? We'll let it dwell on unhealthy things.
Oh.
Now, I'll tell you what. I'll give you one more chance to redeem yourself. Mm. Jones and I are coming with you this time, and if those men don't return, you can consider yourself under open arrest.
You've done it, Jock. A bullseye.
Ah,
there
you are.
Lovely.
That makes it one game all.
Drink up, Mavis. You're going slow tonight.
Now, Bill, behave yourself. Oh, dear. Look who's just come in. It's Mr. Mannering.
Oh, I'm just about in the mood for him. Now, look here, Napoleon. If you come to break up the game, you can think again because they're not coming. I have nothing to say to you, Hodges, so kindly mind your own business. Now, listen to me, men. I don't know whether this is deliberate disobedience or a misunderstanding, but you are all absent off parade. Now, double up and fall in outside.
Hey, just a minute. Steady on. It's one game all. You're not leaving now.
Oh, yes, they are. Come along, Fraser. Walker. Outside.
We're not coming, Mr. Mander.
Don't talk to me like that, Fraser. Outside.
You can't make us.
Private Godfrey?
Well, I am...
He's not coming either. I think you've all taken leave of your senses. But if you all return to the hall within 5 minutes, I'll say no more about it. Come on, Jones.
Well, I just got a pint coming up, Mr.
Jones!
Yes, I'm coming, sir.
Tom Wilson.
Yes, sir, yes. Mavis, I do think it would be much better if you left with me now.
What would I do then? Come and watch you play soldiers?
No. Come along, Wilson.
All right, sir. I'm coming, sir. Coming.
Well, let's got rid of him.
Yeah, Mr. Mannering looked a bit out, didn't he?
That's the man's nothing but a big bug of wind.
I don't like to let him down. I know he wouldn't let me down. I think I would rather like to go. Good evening.
Blockleg!
Oh, let him go.
Look, are you lot playing darts? You're going to stand here nattering all night.
Yeah, let's play darts.
Oh, come on.
Whose go is it?
Still no sign of them, Wilson?
Not yet.
Shut the door, will you?
All right.
You know, this whole thing is beyond my comprehension. Mm. I mean, fancy not wanting to come on parade. It's the highlight of my day. I just don't understand it at all, do you?
What was that?
I said I don't understand it at all.
No. Neither do I, sir, no. What can she see in him? I mean, he's such a coarse sort of man, isn't he?
I don't think you've heard a word I've been saying.
Mr. Mannering.
Yes, Pike?
Could we see you for a moment, sir?
What is it, Jones?
I'm afraid we've some bad news, sir.
Yes?
The men what are absent are still not present.
Oh, dear. I'd hoped that after a few minutes' reflection, they would have come to their senses.
I'm very regretful that this should happen in such a joyful moment of your life, sir.
Yes. Thank you, Jones. They'll have to be taught a lesson, Wilson.
I should like to volunteer to teach them a lesson, sir. Let me put them all on a fizzer.
No, we can't. We can't do that, Jones.
Give them field punishment, sir. Tie them to the wheel of a gun carriage.
We haven't got a gun carriage.
Well, is my butcher's van, sir. Be the times of that.
Oh, do be sensible, Jones.
You can't dock their pay because we don't get none.
You could take away all their privileges, sir.
Privileges? We haven't got any.
Well, then give us some, then you can take them away.
Answer that, Rosemary.
Probably your wife again, sir.
Oh, that'll be the last straw. Now, look here, Elizabeth. I'm sorry, sir. Number 1 Platoon B Company, Warmington on C, Home Guard. Captain Mannering speaking. Mannering. Yes. What? Great Scott. Oh, yes. Yes, you can rely on us, sir. We'll go around there at once. I'll take every available man. Just leave it in my hands. This won't come at a time like this. An escaped convict has been located in Ivy Crescent.
Well, surely it's up to the police to deal with it.
Well, normally, yes. But this man is armed. The police have no weapons, and they've asked for our support.
And they shall have it, sir. They shall have it. We will be there, sir.
Shall I go to the pub and tell the others, sir?
No. 3 loyal men are better than 100 backsliders. Come on, men. We march alone.
Here we are.
Number 27. This is the house.
Well, where's the squad of police?
Well, they're supposed to meet us here.
Well, perhaps they'll be hiding behind the bushes, sir. They do a lot of hiding behind bushes, do policemen, you know, sir. Especially when they're knocking people off.
I don't think that's very likely, Jones.
In that film, Public Enemy Number 1, they hid behind cars. But there aren't any here.
Good evening, sir. Are you the Home Guard?
Yes, that's right. I'm Captain Mannering.
Well, I'm the police.
Where's the rest of your squad?
I'm the only one the sergeant could spare.
But there's no raid on. What are the others doing?
Playing darts.
Playing darts? Right, we'll have to take care of this ourselves.
We'd best be careful. Convicts can be pretty ugly customers, and this one's armed and all.
That won't worry us. We shall use jujitsu. When he opens the door, I'll grab his arm and pull. Jones, you kneel down behind me and trip him.
Right, sir.
And Pike, you jump on top of him and put a lock on him.
Yeah, what sort, sir? Padlock or Yale?
Right, here we go. Take my pistol, Wilson. Stand over there by the fence.
I think he's coming.
Right. Places, everybody. Get ready to trip him, Jones.
Yes, sir.
Here. What am I supposed to do?
Arrest him, of course.
Hello, can I help you?
Right, grab him. Now.
Hey! 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 What's
I've got him.
Let go, it's me, Mr. Jones.
Oh, sorry, Pikey. Wrong one. I've got him, sir.
You needn't have bothered. I wasn't going anywhere.
Is your name George Pearson?
No, officer. I'm Tommy. It's my twin brother you want.
This man's bluffing, Constable. Off to the station with him.
Oh, he can't go there. It was bombed the night before last.
So it was. Where can we take him?
Put him in my cold saucer. Let me put him in my cold saucer.
Quiet, sir.
Well, they're supposed to be picking him up from your headquarters.
Very well, we'll take him there. I'll keep behind him, Wilson. And Pearson, if you try anything, it'll be the worse for you.
All right, keep your hair on. I'm not going to do nothing. Now, if it was my twin brother, George, you'd be in dead trouble. Violent he is. Real violent.
Well, that's enough of that nonsense. Come on. By the left. Quick march. Left. Left. Right, left. Squad! Halt! Right, take him in the office.
All right, come on, you. Come on now. No meeting without cover.
Good evening, Captain Mannery. I've returned to duty.
So I see, Godfrey. Had enough of drinking and whoring, have you? I have no time to listen to your excuses now. I've got a dangerous criminal on my hands. You better stay out here in the hall and keep guard.
Very good, sir.
Right, Wilson, close the door.
All right, sir.
Pearson, you sit down on that chair and behave yourself.
What? You're the governor?
Pike, Jones, keep him covered.
Very good, sir. One false move out of you, buddy, and you'll be wearing a wooden overcoat. Right.
Listen.
Don't be silly.
You know something, sir?
What is it, Wilson?
Well, on the way here, I had a sort of funny feeling that we were being followed.
Oh, don't be neurotic. Anyway, Godfrey's keeping a sharp lookout.
Come on, now. Where is he?
What? Oh, dear. I beg your pardon. I must have dropped off.
Come on, Granddad. Where is he?
Where is who?
That military geezer who's nicked my twin brother, Tom. When I find him, I'll split his head open and use his guts for garters.
Let me see. You might find him if you go right down to the far end of the hall there and behind the stage. He's probably in one of the dressing rooms.
Ah, thanks, Brandy.
Dear, an unpleasant individual. I'd better go and warn Captain Manry.
The police wagon should be here soon to collect the prisoner.
Someone at the side door now, sir.
Let them in.
All right, sir.
Oh, Captain Manry.
Godfrey, what on earth did you come all this way round for?
Well, before I go into that, sir, I think I ought to explain that there's a rather large, rather aggressive gentleman in the hall who says he's going to do the most awful things to you, sir.
Hey, that away, my brother, George. I'm in here, George. I'm in here.
Stop him, Pike, Jones.
If you move a single muscle, you'll get this painted up you and you will not like it.
Is that you, Tom? Hold on, I'm coming.
Right, I'll soon settle this little lot. Quick, Godfrey, shut the door.
I have already, sir. Yeah. I also took the precaution of locking the hall door so he couldn't escape. That's why I had to come round on the outside.
Good thinking, Godfrey. Right, Pike, run and get the others.
But surely, sir, three loyal men are better than 100 backsides.
Don't talk rubbish, boy. Go on. Hurry, use the side door.
Aye, Mr. Manry.
Open this door! Open up or I'll spifflicate you!
That's quite enough of that. I call upon you to surrender in the name of the king.
Stop the king!
Out there!
The others are coming, sir.
It's us, Captain Mannering. We're sorry we're late. They was already on the way, Mr. Mannering.
I've been pleading and pleading with them all along to report from you.
Right, now we can do something. Godfrey, stand by to open the door, and we'll rush into the hall and overpower him. Ready?
Well, I just...
Yes, sir.
Answer that, Wilson.
Yes, sir. Hello? Oh, Mrs. Mannering. Yes. Well, I'm afraid it's not awfully convenient at the moment.
Give that to me.
Right.
Yes, Elizabeth? Look, I've no time to discuss that now. Wilson, you talk to her.
Hello, Mrs. Mannering.
Give her my congratulations, Mr. Wilson. Say I hope it's a boy.
What was that you said?
Open up this door on the big gun!
Right, stand by, everybody. Godfrey, open the door.
Yes, sir.
Come on, men. In we go.
Right!
Ow! Ow!
Ow! Ow! Ow! Ow! Yeah, give me that!
Yeah, what's all that noise about?
Whatever's happening in there?
Mr. Manning, he took my bayonet.
Oh, oh, I think my arm's broken. Oh, my head.
He took my bayonet.
Anyone else want to have
quick, Godfrey, shut the door.
Yes, sir. Well, goodbye, Mrs. Mannering. It's been absolutely lovely talking to you.
Whatever's happened to you?
That big brute hit me on the nose.
Arthur, did you hear that? My little boy Frank's been hit. What are you going to do about it?
Oh, well, that really is the limit. Godfrey, open the door.
Yes, Mr. Wilson.
Wilson, where do you think you're going?
I'm going in there. Right, stand clear.
Oh, ow, ow, oh, oh, ah, oh, oh, ah, ah, ah,
Well, that's taken care of him.
Wilson.
Arthur, my hero.
Oh, it was nothing at all, Mavis, nothing.
You'll never cease to amaze me, Wilson. Where on earth did you learn to fight like that?
Well, as a matter of fact, at my public school.
I'd never have believed it.
Look here, Hodges, I think it's about time you cleared off.
You're right, yes. You're right. What to do with an early night?
We could all do with an early night. Come along, Arthur.
Well, I think I'll have a drink first, if you don't mind.
Now, here, men, before you all go, I'd just like to say something. I've only just realized that a misunderstanding has arisen between Corporal Jones and myself, in consequence of which certain rumors may start to circulate concerning Mrs. Mannering's condition. I would like to state here and now they are quite untrue. Mrs. Mannering and I have never been blessed in that manner, although in all other respects our marriage has been a most happy one. In fact, I could say quite blissful.
Shall I answer it, sir?
I shouldn't bother, Wilson. It's almost certain to be for me. Yes, Elizabeth. Of course, Elizabeth.
In that episode of Dad's Army, based on the original television series by Jimmy Perry and David Croft, you heard Arthur Lowe as Captain Mannering, John LeMessurier, Sergeant Wilson, Clive Dunn, Corporal Jones, John Lorry, Private Fraser, Arnold Ridley, Private Godfrey, Ian Lavender, Private Pike, Bill Pertwee, Chief Warden Hodges, Larry Martin, Private Walker, Pearl Hackney, Mrs. Pike, Michael Brennan as Tom, and George Pearson, and Stuart Sherwin as the policeman. Absent Friends was adapted for radio by Michael Knowles and Harold Snowd and produced by John Dias.